Being a horny stud means being controlled by your cock a little. But that's okay. Because that cock puts a kind of virile, confident control out into the world, too. Somebody who sees your rigidness, sees how hard you are, sees it just dripping and ready to fuck, ready to give pleasure, ready to add pleasure to the world. That cock's gonna captivate. And the harder it is, the more that's true. Harder your cock, the more filled with pleasure you will be. And the more you will remind people of pleasure upon seeing it. Someone who's been fucked by a stud once has a craving. A craving deep inside that's brought to the surface when they see the veins standing out. The slight curve, the tip of your cock so hard it's slapping up toward your belly. The way you can squeeze down and the skin will barely yield. Just send pleasure into you and get harder still. A few hot pumps and a trickling trail of your desire will enter the world, fill their vision. They'll see themselves reflected in it. Anyone who stares at your hard cock knows what they want. And if they've felt it before, that's what you give them. Feel that stud feeling, that virility, that rigidness through your whole dick, the way that your balls clench against the base. It exists to bring pleasure into the world for you and for anyone who sucks, touches its heat, feels it inside of them. Any subject of your focus, anyone you might want to fuck until they're full of your cum, marked deep inside, both physically and by the experience which will hang around in their fantasizing brains. Studs fuck, studs breed and come, filling people with pleasure, filling yourself with pleasure, but your satisfaction is guaranteed when that hard cock is part of the arrangement. You tease it, you stroke it, you edge it, you work it. You learn all about the inner workings of your own dick and what it has to recommend it above, say, a sex toy or a mouth or a hand. The way you can reach deep inside. The way your partners know you're feeling it too, because of the heat of them sucking or squeezing or being fucked by your big hard stud cock. And it is hot. It does throb on its own. It's part of you. It's alive. It's filling the world with that pleasured throb. The buzz of your heartbeat. The mindless thrusting of your hips. The music that fills the air. Your cock is attached to you, and you're the full, arousing package. When you fuck, the slap of your hips against inner thighs makes that smacking fill the air. The obscene moisture flowing over your dick makes it well lubricated. For fucking, for thrusting, for filling. For filling someone's brain with the memory. The memory of how good it is to be fucked, filled, claimed, pinned, taught the intricacies of desire, design, sexual pleasure. A stud is a student of pleasure. Hard cock, pumping, throbbing, demanding for you to work its will, your will, the sexual root of your libido, wanting to bring pleasure to the world through the medium of your thrusting cock. Your orgasm will be seen too. Hardness. A stud's hardness is about the whole image. Perhaps you put your hands behind your back, thrusting your cock outward, offering another the first move. But they're going to see it. They're going to see your arousal and know what it means. Wet, mind-numbing, world-filling heat surrounding your cock will just make you thrust harder, make you more eager to give pleasure back. You receive, you give. You give, you receive. When somebody wants your cock, wants you to fuck them, take them, fill them, pleasure them, you yourself extract so much pleasure from that that you convey it back in a feedback loop. If somebody sees your eyes rolling back, sees your mouth frozen in a rapturous, orgasmic face, feels your cock swell up, preparing to spurt its load, knowing that means your buttocks, your belly, your arms, all your muscles will clench, you'll squeeze them to you, thrust harder. Try to extract more pleasure from the situation. End up giving more pleasure. more and more. Every time you thrust, every time your hard cock scrapes against the inner walls or rubs against someone's lips, when you show the rapture on your face, you bring pleasure to others. Your satisfaction makes them hornier. Seeing someone horny who wants you and who you want turns you on in turn. An arousal that builds itself and builds. Hard cock, stud cock, mindless, confident, virile thrusting, getting lost in it, maneuvering your bodies, touching every erogenous zone you can reach, kissing, licking, squeezing. All of you is your body, and your body is an extension, which includes your cock, an extension of the will to desire, the will to pleasure, the will to make someone else feel as good as you do when you think about that hardness. That enhanced, throbbing, drooling member. It's there. You can grip it, you can stroke it, you can feel its sensitivity growing. Growing, the more I talk about it, the more aware you are. Your awareness sliding down your spine and in between your legs. Every nerve ending is there for pleasure. But it's also a motivator. A fueling, informing, increasing, enhancing pleasure, pleasure, pleasure center. When your cock is hard, you're telling the world you want to give pleasure, want to feel pleasure. Any moment where you pause and realize that rigid thickness between your legs, the way you squeeze it, the way you feel it, the way you, as a stud, virile and confident, understand what it is. The hard manifestation of your desire. Anyone who sees how turned on you are really knows it. Your body is sending that signal. Showing how hard and throbbing, drooling you are. And when you get a similar signal back, when you see someone else's arousal, it makes your cock happier. Hard, happy, dripping sign of your desire to bring pleasure. The stud is a student of pleasure. The slight curve of your cock, the heat of it, the way the veins stand out when it's hot and hard, the way the balls tense up, the way, if you move your hips just right, you can rub it against the sides of someone's mouth or inside their body or move it against their hands to spread your pre-cum around. Find ways to make it more enticing, more arousing. Clench the muscles at the base of your cock when it's hard. Make it bounce up and down, bounce up and down. That bounce adds something when you're fucking, when you're deep inside. If you squeeze your hips that way, your cock will buck upward, will move in a most strange and unexpected way, will bring those signs of arousal back to you, making you more rigid, more firm. Your hardness is a clear sign of your intention, your desire, an honest, confident manifestation of what you really are. Hard, hot, horny, dripping stud, clenching the muscles at the base of your cock, making that motion forward and back as it bounces up and down, moving. Part of you, but a part of you beholden to dark, wonderfully primal instincts if someone wants it, if someone asks or permits or requests pleasure from you in a way that is unequivocal. Then it's all right to switch to your stud mindset. It's all right to hold them to you. Study how they respond as you run your fingers over erogenous zones. Explore the body of one to whom you will bring pleasure. And make sure they can see how hard you are. How hot you are. How drippingly surrendered to your own body and to what their arousal of you has done. That's what you want to do. Show people. Their arousal of you should be rewarded. Someone who turns you on, who wants you, who enjoys you, should be able to get pleasure from seeing you hard and too horny to think of anything but giving pleasure back. And once you've worked them up, the look of their orgasmic face, their drooling, blanked-out mindset as if they were hypnotized by your cock, that will be reward enough to make you hard again. And back and forth, back and forth, building, building, until you just need to show off your cock even more, bring them more pleasure, learning in a cycle of endless, pleasured, stud, fucking, breeding, coming, hardening again, over and over, harder each time, more trained each time, a student of your own hardness, waiting for the next lesson, to be a better and better stud.